Good morning, and welcome back to your morning conversation right here on KXCV KRNW. I'm Jeremy Werner. We're talking with the candidates for Maryville City Council this week. Yesterday morning was Dan and Merrill, and this morning it's Ashley Hendricks. Ashley, go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself and what brought you to Maryville, whether it was because you were born and raised here or moved here or whatever the situation may have been.
Sure. So I fell in love with Maryville on a campus tour like most of us do that decide to come to school here. So I was here from 04 to 08 as a student and majored in journalism and was a radio nerd, and where I met my husband through X106. We were both broadcast kids. And then we moved to Olathe and lived there for a while, and I worked for some small town newspapers. And I've always been like the graphic designer, paginator person. In the early, late 2000s, I was called a paginator, which I think still is funny. And then we were getting ready to start a family, and I said, there's nowhere else I would rather raise my daughter or son but in Maryville. So we came back. A job opened up at Northwest, which is what brought us back for graphic design, and it was just a perfect fit. My in-laws live here, and we love being near Grandma and Grandpa. I have a four-year-old daughter, Zoe, and she goes to the Leet Center. And yeah, so we knew that Maryville was home, felt like home, and was just the best place to raise a family.
So what is it that drove you to wanting to run for city council? And when it does come to the city council, what do you think it is the city council needs to begin focusing, or what is the biggest issue in your eyes that the city council needs to tackle?
You know, I know this is super vague, but I think we need to work on unity. I think there's a lot of suspicion that the university and the city council are in cahoots with one another and that, you know, it's a big conspiracy, but I don't think so. I think it's more, there's partnerships. We've got a lot of great things in this town, and if we work together even more, they could even be better. And so I think we have to like drop that suspicion and work on trust and communication between our different areas of town, because I think if the city and the campus community could come together and work with each other, we could be much more powerful and stronger. And so I thought maybe I can be that person that helps bridge that gap of like, I'm not going to come in with this attitude like the university knows everything, because we don't. And, you know, the city can help the university and vice versa. And so I'm just hoping that we can work together, find some, areas of camaraderie, areas of teamwork. I just think if we can bridge that gap, man, Maryville could really be stellar. I mean, it's already a great community, but working together with each other instead of being suspicious is huge.
And how would you kind of bridge that gap? Do you have any kind of plans in mind right now?
Yeah, I think it would be great if we had a like monthly meeting of small business owners with the council, even if it was just like one representative from council that sits with them and talks through like, hey, what are some issues that you guys are having? What's coming up? You know, how can we support you? You know, what's going on? Just so those sort of things. Because I think in the past we've been really reactive as a city on handling like, oh, you know, snow removal or just different issues that come up. And so I'm just hoping that there's more collaboration. So there's some teamwork there and working together. Because with that, you know, we've got investment in each other. So that's what I'm hopeful for, is just more collaboration.
And so hypothetically, and I understand this is a silly, dumb hypothetical, but let's say hypothetically you do year one solve that problem. Everyone in town is suddenly trusting. It's a symbiotic relationship, all that. What would you begin focusing on then?
Sure. Well, we definitely have to focus on the water. That's a big, big thing. I also think, as a part of that communication tool, we need someone that's communicating on behalf of the city in general to make Maryville like a destination town. Like if we viewed ourselves as like a Westin, because we do have a winery here, we do have great places to eat, great places to shop. We could really focus on that tourism, bring in some out-of-town tax dollars to come and fund, you know, things that we want and need for the city. And we also have, you know, roughly 5,000 parents that come in, you know, every year for game days and family weekends. And so if we could get together and collaborate on having those be big spins in town to where they're not going to St. Joe to eat, but they stay here and eat and they stay here and shop, that would be huge. That would be wonderful.
Okay. And the next question is kind of built off the idea that you do win the municipal election.
And this question kind of is built off the past where some city council members have viewed the role as temporary, or they kind of had just one goal in mind. They come in, they reach that one goal, and then they just kind of step aside. So do you see yourself, or do you see this role, I should say, as temporary, or is this something you see doing for years to come if you do in fact win the election?
I see it as ongoing because, right, you put out one fire, another one pops up. As someone who's worked in marketing and communications, there's always a new thing to tackle. And so I think, you know, as we get down the road, this would be a priority of mine in my first term, but looking at issues of race, I mean, we do have some issues that we need to tackle in bringing people together and working on that and being more of an open and accepting community. And so I think that that's always going to be something ongoing. It's not like you're going to wave a magic wand and fix it immediately, but I think it's going to be baby steps to working towards people just feeling comfortable and feeling a part of the community and accepted. So I think working on it over time can really change things.
Okay. And, you know, once again, if you do win, how will you be balancing your work life and personal life with the new role?
You know, it's a juggle for sure. I'm involved in a lot of boards and different things, you know, with my church and with Greek life here on campus and those sorts of things. So I may have to let a few things go so I can, you know, really focus my time on council and being someone who listens and collaborates. But I honestly think it's just going to bring out more of who I am. I'm a big time listener. And I always want to hear what people have to say, even if they're like, I don't agree with you on this. I want to know why. I want to know, okay, so how can we find a common space? Because there's never going to be a solution that is 100% perfect for everyone, right? But if we can get maybe like 60% or 70% closer to what people are looking for, maybe we can find some common ground. You know, it takes us to bend a little bit to get to a solution or a compromise. And I think we've kind of lost that in our society. We've been so like, no, it's this way and there's only one way. But I'm hoping that through listening and working together, we can find compromises.
Well, those are all the questions I have. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I just encourage people to get out and vote. The vote is Tuesday, April 6th. And then I just encourage people to get out and vote because your voice being heard is super important.
All right. Thank you for joining me this morning, Ashley. Once again, that is Ashley Hendricks, one of the four candidates that you will be seeing on the ballot next Tuesday in Maryville running for city council. Along her on the ballot will be Dan and Merrill, who we talked with yesterday morning, as well as John McBride, who we'll be talking with tomorrow morning, as well as Tim Jackson. I'm Jeremy Werner, and this has been your morning conversation right here on KXCV KRNW.